神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I am glad to be with you to talk about a subject that is really very wonderful.
今天很高兴再次跟您在一起，而且要谈一个主题是很棒的。
A subject that is old as man.
对人来讲是一个旧的话题。
And yet a subject that is very misunderstood.
而且常常被误解的。
I want to talk to you today about love.
那就是我们所说的爱。
Now, I recognize in the age that we live in, we are substituting love many times for lust.
那我们在这个年代呢，常常把那种私欲、情欲，把它啊来代替爱。
You see, lust is a sexual hunger.
这种情欲是一种性的一种饥渴。
An emotional drive.
而且是情绪上的一种需求。
Many times for the moment it seems a substitute love, but it isn't.
很多时候我们以为那就是爱，事实上不是。
But let's go back to the very beginning to see the origin of love.
我们来回到啊最原始的来看到底什么才是爱。
Our great creator made this world in love.
我们这奇妙的创造主把爱创造在我们当中。
He made man and woman that he might love them and that they would love him.
他造了男，造了女，让他们彼此相爱，而且呢，让人可以爱神。
Now let's see what this love really means.
那我们来看到底爱是
Whether it is God loving man or man loving God or man loving man.
不管是神爱人，或者是人对神的爱，或者是人彼此间的爱。
It is an earnest desire.
都是一种很诚实的，一种很热切的一种意愿。
An open-hearted interest in the well-being of the one we love.
然后我们会敞开我们的心，而且非常的有热衷于对对方的这样的一个意愿。
So we see here that it is not self-centeredness.
所以这里我们讲的爱就不是自我中心的一种爱。
It's not what I can get out of another person.
绝对不是想说我可以从对方取得什么的。
Or what I can get from God.
或者是呢，我可以从神得到什么。
It's not what I owe a person.
也不是我欠对方。
It's something in me that with all of my heart,I care about the other person.
而是在我的心深处，我真的是关心这一位我所爱的。
Now, there will be different degrees according to the one that you are loving.
对于你所爱的对象，会出现出不同的一些爱的程度。
We manifest our affection a little different in different circumstances and different relationships.
因为彼此关系的不同，还有这种啊距离或者是各方面的情况不同呢，就会产生不同的对爱的这种程度。
There is a depth of love that should be between a man and his wife that is very dear, very real, and that he would literally give his life for his wife.
夫妻之间的爱呢是非常的亲密，非常的深挚，甚至可以舍去自己的生命的。
Some of you may say that's ridiculous.
或许你说这个太讲得太夸张了吧。
No, my friends, that is the way man can really live happily, productively, and in earnest with the relationships that he has.
事实上，如果人有这种爱的关系的时候呢，我们可以活得更快乐，更有效果，而且呢，更好。
When man is self-centered,and wants only what he can get, he is never happy, and he never fulfills the place that he should in life.
一个人如果很自我中心，总是在想我可以从别人得什么的话，那这样他生命呢，从来不会有真正的意义，不会快乐的。
It was God through his son that told us, Husband, love your wives as I have loved the church and gave my life for the church.
神的儿子耶稣曾经对教会这样说，他说呢，这个丈夫要爱自己的妻子，就像耶稣自己爱教会一样，甚至舍命为他而死。
Then we have the love of parents to children.
然后我们也有父母子女的爱。
There's one thing I want you to remember.
我要你记得。
A child was never asked to be born.
你的孩子从来没有要求你把他生下来。
They were brought into this world.
他是被你把他带到世界上来的。
To face the realities of life.
然后面对我们生活生命的各个角落。
Those birth parents are responsible for their being here.
所以父母亲对于孩子是有绝对有责任的。
Somehow we have twisted that around and made it that the children are responsible for the parents.
有时候我们把它扭曲了，认为说好像孩子们对父母亲有责任。
And sometimes when we live under that attitude, our children see and suspect the selfishness in our lives.
就这样子，孩子们就看到我们的那种自我中心，还有自私的这样的一个期待。
And if they do take care of that parent, sometimes the quality of it is not bringing happiness to the parent.
即使儿女们他们为着父母亲的心愿他们做了，但是呢为责任而做，不是真的在这种关系上面有那种喜乐而做。
Now a parent is to love that child wholeheartedly with his interest at heart.
一个父母亲如果真正爱孩子的话，他们会全心的很注意到孩子的需要。
Now sometimes parents think that is hovering over themProtecting them so that nothing touches them.
或许父母亲就想说，这样的话我就要保护他们，让他们不受到任何的伤害。
But this is not true.
这也不是真的。
When our heart is open to meet their needs, then we have to meet their needs in whatever stage these children are.
当我们要满足他们的需要的时候，我们要针对他们以后成长的各个过程的需要来帮助他们。
When they're born, they're very pliable.
刚刚生出来的时候他们什么都不能做。
Which means now the parent is responsible for teaching them moral principles, for teaching them the ability of relationships, and for bringing them to the place where they can be educated.
所以各个方面呢，不管是道德方面或者是认知方面，父母亲都有责任来教他们能够学习。
And as time goes on, you are there to support them through the endeavors that they need to do to make their life productive.
然后他们在这个成长过程当中，父母亲在身旁陪着他们，让他们真的是活出来那种他们发挥出来他们的那种效果。
Now the child is not the center of your life.
孩子们绝对不要成为你的中心。
But at this period, you are the center of the child's life.
而是你要成为孩子们，就在这个阶段呢，你要成为孩子们生命生活的中心。
You do not overprotect him.
你绝对不要太过分的保护他们。
You teach him how to face life.
你要教他们怎么面对生活。
Now this is a parent who truly loves their children.
这是真正爱孩子的态度。
Some people get confused at this.
有些人就已经混淆了。
And they think they have to live their child's life for them.
有的父母以为他为孩子活。
This is wrong.
那这样不对的。
We just need to help our children know to know how to face life.
你只要帮助你的孩子知道怎么样来处理面对他们的生活。
This is true love.
这是真正的爱。
It's not the gifts we can give them.
不是你给他多少礼物。
It's not the things that we can bestow upon them, money and such as that. No, it's not that.
不是你给他多少像物质金钱的东西。
It's the privilege of helping your child understand relationships and how to deal with love.
而是要彼此建立好的关系，而且要帮助他们，让他们知道怎么样啊，去面对生活中的各种处境。
Now there is the love that we have between our brothers and sisters.
然后有一种爱，就是兄弟姐妹间的爱。
Many times this must be fostered in the home by the parents.
那这个呢常常是在家里面被父母亲建立起来的。
For every brother and sister is different.
每一个孩子就是兄弟姐妹间都不同。
And the parents have to deal with them differently.
那所以父母对每一个孩子的对待也不同。
The worst thing a parent can do is to show one child that they love another better than them.
最糟糕的是父母亲对于其中一个偏爱。
It brings hurts and bitterness, and it really hurts the child deeply.
这样会影响到孩子、伤害到他们，而且里面会有那种嫉妒，还是说呢，有苦毒。
So if you want good brother and sister relationship, it must begin very early with mother and dad keeping the family united.
对于、这种兄弟姐妹间的和谐呢，要由父母亲从小就要帮助他们能够和睦。
As they grow up, the parents teach them how to resolve their problems one with another.
长大之后，父母亲要帮助孩子们怎么样来面对彼此间的这种问题跟冲突。
They do not allow them to hurt one another.
绝对不容许他们其中一个来伤害对方。
Little by little, when they learn how to resolve their problems, their love grows and it binds them together.
只要他们慢慢学到怎么解决彼此间的这种问题，他们会连结在一起，是非常好的。
It's a very beautiful thing to see a family that is knit together with love.
看到一个家庭的家人能够用爱生活在一起是很美的事。
It brings such happiness and joy to your life.
这样你的生命中是会很喜乐、很快乐的。
Maybe today you're having a problem with one of your brothers or sisters.
比如说正在今天你就跟你的兄弟或姐妹有一些问题。
Be the one to reconcile and bring the family back together with the joy of unity.
好不好？成为那个愿意跟他们再次和谐、和好的这样的一个人，然后把这种快乐带回到你的家里面来。
You say that may be very difficult.
或许这个很难哦。
But I have some other tapes that can help you in this area.
我倒是有其他的一些、袋子或者是 CD 片呢，可以帮助你。
And then we have friendships.
接下来我们要谈的爱是朋友的爱。
The love of a friend can be very dear.
朋友之间的爱可以是很亲爱的。
A friend that you can depend on.
是那个你可以信靠的、信任的。
One that keeps your confidence.
给你自信，给你信心。
One that is able to tell you when they see a fault in you.
看到你有什么需要改善不对的时候，他也愿意告诉你。
A friend that really cares about you.
一个愿意而且呢关心你的一个朋友。
And you care about them.
你也关心他。
Not friendships where you use each other.
这种友谊呢不是彼此利用。
But friendship that grows together.
而是彼此成长。
Now we see these are some of the friendships and the loves that is in our life.
那么这些我谈过的彼此间的这种爱的关系呢，都在我们的生命里面。
Actually, there are three types of love.
有三种形态的爱。
In the Greek word, we call it agape love is one of them.
那其中的在这种希腊文里面，其中的一个就是 agape 这样的一个爱。
This is where you have a commitment, a dedication to the well-being of another.
这种爱就是你对对方有一种委身。
It really is the highest, most perfect kind of love.
也是最高、最完美的一种爱。
And many times it's used in our love toward God and God's love toward us.
那通常会放在神对人或者是人对神的爱的要求。
But also there is times that we are committed to those that we love.
当然对我们所爱的人我们有这样子的委身。
There's one that is called filial love.
那另外一种叫 filial 这样的爱。
It's a brotherly affection.
是一种、啊、彼此之间的一种感情。
It's the natural human affection.
是很自然人性的感情。
Which has strong feelings and sentiments.
有很强烈的那种感受跟渴慕。
And most of our relationships may be in this area.
很多友谊就是在这个范围里面。
But this is the area of the human that tries to hold on to the sense of caring for another human.
那这个是人跟人之间呢，想要能够持守彼此的关系。
Then we have one what we call Eros love.
另外一种是 Eros 的这样的一个爱。
It's a sexual affection.
是属于情欲性的一种感情。
Which is many times just lust.
那事实上只有情欲。
Which is a sexual hunger,、not a desire to care about the person, but a hunger in the human nature.
是人性的自然的这种对于性方面的这种需求，而不是在于要去关心爱对方。
So many times people mistake this for love.
很多人把这个以为是爱。
And for the moment or for a short time, they feel that they love this person with all their heart.
所以当他们在这种情欲上的需求当中呢，以为那一刻就是他很爱对方。
But all they're getting is sexual satisfaction.
那但是所得的呢，只有性肉体方面的这样的一个满足。
And after a while,This becomes something that does not satisfy.
不久之后你就发现不再满足了。
Many times a wife will leave the husband or the husband will leave the wife for another woman that he thinks he loves.
有时候夫妻之间有一个人呢离开自己的配偶然后去爱上别人以为那是一种爱。
But it's just for the excitement and the emotion.
事实上只是因为他们当时候的兴奋还有情绪上的
There are those men and women who have done this and then very early have found their mistake and regret what they have done.
很多、这种男女呢有这种感情他们早期有这样的感情但是呢到后来就后悔了为什么他们只有停留在这种肉体上的这种需求。
Now let's go back to the origin of love.
我们再回到到底什么是真正的爱。
This may be hard for some of you to understand.
或许当中有人很难了解。
Because your teaching and your understanding has been different.
因为我们当中的从小的这种、啊、教导背景呢是不一样的。
But there is a marvelous God.
因为有一位奇妙的神。
The God of the heavens.
是天上的神。
That said he so loved this world.
告诉我们说呢，他那么的爱是界上的人。
And even in the creation of it, where he made everything to suit man.
那么的爱我们，所以呢，就造的所有可以给人来用的、来享受的一切。
Everything he created was because he loved man.
所有他所创造的都是因为他爱人的缘故。
Man would need water.
比如说人需要水。
Man would need light.
人需要光。
Man would need trees and grass and herbs.
人需要树木、花草这些植物。
Man would need fish and birds and animals.
人需要这些、啊、可食性的这些动物或者是鸟或者是鱼。
Man would need a beautiful place to stay.
人需要一个漂亮的地方可以居住。
And the Bible tells us that God even communicated with the first two he made.
圣经告诉我们呢上帝造了首先造了一男一女之后呢他那么的爱人跟他们常常有对话。
Maybe you don't understand this or never thought about this, but it was man that spurned and pushed God's love aside.
或许你不了解没有听过事实上一开始神那么爱人可是呢是人把神割开了人冷落了神。
By disobeying God.
怎么样呢？怎么样来冷落神呢？是因为用不顺服的态度来离开神。
And God turned himself away from man.
就这样子，神也离开了人。
But the Bible tells us he wasn't satisfied because he had another plan.
这样的话，神的心里就不满足，所以呢，他就有另外一个计划。
And that was to send the one that he loved the most.
这样的话，他就需要把他最爱的那一位让他能够到我们中间来
His wonderful son
他的自己所爱的儿子
Because you see, God loves the world.
因为神爱世界上的人。
Sometimes that's hard to understand.
这个有时候很难了解。
There's so much evil.
因为呢，太多的邪恶。
So much corruption, so much hurt, so much lust in this world.
太多的腐败，太多的这种情欲、自私。
Everything that is opposite to the character of God.
因为这个时候所显示出来的很多特性呢，都跟神自己的特性相反了。
And yet he said, I so love the world.
但是他仍然在说，我爱世界上的人。
Which means he has a commitment to us.
意思是说呢，他对我们有一种那种托付，那种委身的爱。
And is reaching out to us.
而且那个爱是要触摸到我们的。
And is the one who sustains us.
那个爱呢，就是这样子来托住我们。
So we see, he said, I so love the world that I brought the two things that I love the most to.
神的心这样子说，我那么的爱世界上的人，所以呢，神就把两个他最爱的放在一起。
And so he brought together the son that he loved so much and the world that he loved so much.And brought them together.
也就是他最爱的独生爱子，然后跟世上他所造的人，他把这两者让他结合在一起。
For he said, I so love the world that I gave my son.
因为他那么的爱世界上的人，所以把他的儿子给我们。
That whosoever believeth in him.
叫一切信他的。
Won't perish.
不至灭亡。
But will have everlasting life.
反可以得到永远的生命。
Why do you think that every religion thinks about the next world?
为什么每一种宗教呢都会想到以后来世怎么样？
Why do you think we have so many religions?
你认为为什么我们会有那么多的宗教呢？
For religion is man's way of finding God.
宗教就是人用自己的方法要找到神。
It's because planted in the heart of every man.
因为这种意愿是一开始就深植在人的心里面的。
Is a desire to know and love God.
是那种渴慕要认识神还有爱他。
And to have an eternal destiny.
这样的话就可以有永恒的这种确据。
And God has provided that.
神已经提供给人有这种永恒的确据。
He said, through my son.
他说呢借着我的儿子。
It's a marvelous thing how God loves man.
神爱人实在是太奇妙的事情。
You see, the whole nature of God is love.
神自己的本性就是爱。
He shows us his love every day.
每一天他都向我们来显现他的爱。
In the warmth of the sunshine.
比如说温暖的这种阳光。
In the smile of a newborn babe.
一个微笑的一个新生儿。
In the mighty ocean that travels thousands of miles, but stops right at the shore.
看到那千万里外的大海洋，不管海浪怎么样的冲击，仍然停在海滩的旁边。
He says nature itself shows us his love.
他曾经说，自然，大自然呢，都在显示，都在宣扬上帝的爱。
For it shows us him, and he is love.
告诉我们神自己，还有让我们知道神是爱。
Now, you see, it's us now that must take this love that he is giving to us, and then love him in the same manner.
我们接受了神这种爱，接下来我们要用这种爱来回应他。
I know we're limited.
当然我们是有限的。
But we can love, as he said in his word, love me with all of your heart, your mind, your body, and soul.
他的话告诉我们，我们应该要全心全意的来爱神。
You see, many of the popular songs says this.
很多很有名的歌都这样子来唱的。
They'll ask a man or a woman in their song to love them with everything.
在这种爱的歌里面呢，常常有这样的歌词，就是好像尽全力的来爱。
And all they're talking about is lust.
那事实上当中呢，在谈的不过是情欲的爱。
But with God, when we love him with our heart, and we love him with our mind, and we love him with our being, it means that he is first in our life.
当我们说我们要全心全意而且呢全力的爱神的时候呢，意思是说呢，神要摆在我们人生的第一位。
You say that's impossible.
或许你说那怎么可能呢？
Well, you see, evil has prevailed so much through our world that it almost seems like it's impossible, but it actually is very natural.
在这个有那么多邪恶的时代，好像听起来这种爱是不可能，事实上是很自然的。
Once we come to him and believe what he has said,
首先你相信他所说的。
When we confess our sins,
然后我们承认我们的错误。
Trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
信靠耶稣。
He then cleanses our heart from those sins.
他就会把我们的心能够把我们洁净我们的心然后呢让我们离开罪。
Nothing we can do to earn it.
你不是用赚来用换来的。
But just to accept his gift.
就是接受他的礼物。
Now he says also not only do we love him, but we love our fellow man.
不但神要我们爱他而且他要我们爱人如己爱别人
And you see in this love for our fellow men It is the love that I've been talking about The love that cares about others
我们爱人的时候呢是用我们的关心来爱他们
Do you know that most of the heartache and trouble in this world Is because we are selfish people
这个世界上最大的这种破碎的这种啊事情，让我们很难过的事情呢，就是人太自私了。
When it comes right down to it, the one we love is ourself.
那到最后你会发现，你最爱的是你自己。
It's a very empty kind of love.
那是一种很空虚的爱。
It's never satisfied.
从来不会满足的爱。
It never brings reward.
而且呢，不会有得到赏赐的爱。
It leaves you empty.
到后来你只有落到一个空虚的地步。
So the love that God gives us is a love that wants to love and serve others.
那真正的神给我们的爱呢是要我们去服侍别人去爱别人。
The problem has been that many that claim to love God has not shown the love they should to man.
事实上社会上很多问题是那些已经认识神说他们爱神的人并没有把那种爱好好的彰显在人的中间。
The word of God said that our love must be sincere.
因为爱要切实。
Without deceit.
没有虚假。
Not just mere words.
不是只有用嘴巴讲而已。
But a real experience in our heart of truly caring about others.
而是从心里面真的去关心别人。
You see, as I was studying and thinking about love,I could not talk to you about love without talking to you about God.
当我在想要分享这个爱的主题的时候，一面在学习，一面在想，我就发现我要跟你谈爱，绝对离不了谈神。
For you see, as I said, He is love.
因为他就是爱。
It is He that gives us love.
是他自己把爱给了人。
He gives us the kind of love that cares.
他的爱带着关心
and even can love our enemies.
到一个地步可以爱敌人
It's very real.
是很真实的
Love, one of the most beautiful things in this world.
在这个世界上最美的就是爱
It's what keeps the home together.
让家人可以聚在一起
It's what keeps family.
爱托住我们的家庭
Love is like an oil.
爱就像油一样
It keeps the wheels of life moving smoothly.
可以让那个轮子可以动得非常的快，非常的好。
I trust you have love today.
希望今天你就有爱。
For God and for your fellow man.
对神，对人，你都有爱。恕我先取这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。